Good morning, Morning.
A very good morning to you. And it's a sort of a misty day here in Cape Town, a nice winter day. And you were telling me that you're going to be spending the day in front of a lovely log fire today. Am I envious? I think that just sounds like the right thing to do. But as far as gardening is concerned, I always say that gardening as an activity or a hobby, it's probably one of the best things in terms of the variety of skills that you actually need to learn at the end of the day to do. And I always say being a gardener is a bit of being a bit of a generalist and not a specialist, because you really need to know a little about everything to be a successful gardener. You need to be a climatologist, you need to be a soil scientist, and today we're going to be talking about pruning fruit trees at this time of the year. So that's not to say that you need to be a lumberjack, but you need to at least know the principles of how to prune and why we ultimately prune fruit trees at this time of the year. So the first important thing to note is that we prune fruit trees as well as many of our deciduous trees during the winter months when they go into their state of dormancy, because the sap flow in the plant itself is at its minimum, which means that you can prune and you can cut away at the tree with doing the minimum amount of damage. Because the problem that you have is when you prune, when plants are really actively grow, they've got a lot of sap flow in the plant, and immediately the tree or the shrub tries to protect itself where it's being cut by healing itself, and it extrudes a lot of sap, and that can lead to some types of other problems. So we do it when the plants are in their dormancy state. And when it comes to fruit trees, we're really looking at helping to maintain the balance as it causes dormant buds in the old wood to produce vegetative growth that will become the next year, or the later in the year, their fruiting wood. And that's very important to remember, that when it comes to our fruit trees, they only carry fruit on new growth, not on old growth at all. And that's one of the reasons why we need to prune the tree back to get it into a state of balance. And also, we don't want our, nowadays with garden sizes, we don't want the trees to become excessively large. We want to keep them nice and compact and yet giving us the same fruiting ability as what a very large tree will do. So important little principles to remember when pruning at this time of the year, irrespective of if it's a citrus tree or if it's a stone fruit which has gone into complete dormancy, it's important to remember that. Check your equipment. I speak about this often. Make sure that your secateurs are clean and that they're properly sharp. If you're using loppers, the same thing. And then right at the top of the list, remember the three D's. So we first go in and we remove any dead, diseased, or dying part of the tree. That's just a basic plant maintenance in terms of making sure that we don't pick up any type of problems at a later stage. So the three D's, easy to remember. The next thing is that you want to look at the form and the shape of your fruit trees. And it's very important to remember that basically, looking at a tree from the top, you want to create a sort of a vase shape, a V-form vase shape, looking at it from the top. So any growth which is growing towards the inside is immediately removed. And the reason for that is that when the plant starts growing its leaves later on in spring, you want to ensure that as much sunlight as possible penetrates the internal part of the tree, which will then lead to the fruit forming uniformly right across the board. You so often find with heavily dense foliage fruit trees that you only get a ripening of the fruit on the one side and not on the other side. And that is because there is a lack of sunlight penetration into the center. So you want to create that V form, and then of course prune it down, and you cut just above a bud. So if you're looking at your bud nodes on your branches, that's where you're going to be cutting it. Always at approximately 45 degree angle, never a straight cut. And the reason for that is very simple. Any water that goes and sits on that straight cut can actually form a pool, and then you can cause dieback or a fungal infection. Whereas when you're cutting it at a slight angle, you're immediately causing a slope which water can run off, and you don't end up with that problem. Now, if you read many of the books, there will be some people that say, or some authors that say, that's always good after pruning a tree to spray with a fungicide, even using something like lime sulfur. In my experience on older trees, not necessary, but if you do feel that you want to run that extra precaution to ensure that you don't have any fungal infections, especially on very, very old trees. I've seen old apple trees where you generally get fungal growth of different types on the stem, then you can simply spray with a lime sulfur mix, which is very cheap and it's very easy to apply. to ensure that you don't have any problems going forward. And it is very important. And if you are looking at fruit trees, I always say, if you have to prune one fruit tree, you might as well prune 10, because it's a quick, easy job to do. And I think we really need to start looking at growing more fruit trees in our gardens. We know that in the past, it was always a big thing, and they've become less and less popular because people think that fruit trees require an incredible amount of attention. They don't. Not really, especially if you look at the types. And I want to put it out there that one of the prettiest trees that you can have in your garden are almonds, especially when they flower during their springtime. We live in an area which our flowering cherries don't really do well here in Cape Town because it doesn't get cold enough in the winter months. You need to be at a higher altitude. Places like Elgin or Ceres, Kobokkerveld, they do exceptionally well because it gets nice and cold there. Cape Town, not. But if you're looking for that same type of explosion of blossoms, really look at almond trees. They are exceptionally rewarding, and there's nothing like sautéing a bit of fresh almonds in the pan and eating them quickly at later on in the season. So there we have it this morning, some of the tips on pruning the fruit trees, and now is the time to do it. So don't delay, put it on your calendar in the next couple of weeks, get out there, do that very important chore in the garden to ensure that your fruit trees are just at top notch later on in the season.
Thank you, Mornay. As a novice plant owner, I don't have a fruit tree yet, but I'll be working my way towards that. FMR.